This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. And joined now by Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Now, my understanding is you are not totally out of social media now. Is that correct?
Right. I guess I joined Facebook again.
Yeah.
If that's how you do it. But real simple, S-Dave-Harrington, you know, on Facebook. I'm wearing an orange ball cap. Can't miss me. But
that's in case you wonder, anybody mistakes you for a deer or something like that.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
But primarily, it's so people can find me easily in a crowd.
Gotcha.
On the range. But
now,
I'm
curious because you know, mm-hmm. you went into that. Self-imposed blackout there, and
right.
So, were you done with the blackout, I guess?
Well, evidently, bro. But I'm not. It's not like I'm going to go whole hog on it, you know?
Right.
Not after having come to understand how much time you can wind up putting into it, you know?
Right.
Or distract. Not necessarily putting, you know, time in, but distracting you from getting other things done. It's amazing. But I've just enjoyed, you know, having the time to do things that need to be done. And if giving up social media is the ticket, I'm riding that train.
Gotcha. So, totally get that. I do indeed. So, today we're talking...
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, so, you know, right now we're looking at things, and you've been refining the stuff that I'm going to start training on as far as manipulating the gun, handling the gun, those kind of things. The question I have to ask, though, is, and you brought this up, or I brought it up, but talking about the different circumstances you'll find yourself in carrying a gun. And you asked a very good question to begin with, because, like, everything's going to be different from time to time. Sometimes you'll be in a situation where whatever you're wearing, you could conceal a baseball bat.
Right.
And sometimes you're going to be dressed to where you couldn't conceal an ink pen. So I would imagine the conscientious concealed carrier has to take a whole bunch of things into consideration. And I just wanted to.
Well, if you're going to have any kind of quality of life, of course, you need to be able to adjust. It's not like I'll give you an example before I even touch your question. Look at this perspective. Now, based on the gun rig that I enjoy wearing and I feel confident with. Most people, your average bear would call it excessive, and that's okay. This is America. I'm going to carry what I feel is necessary to counter whatever violent set of circumstances I may wind up in. But the issue is I have the background, the knowledge, and the skill to do so.
Right.
That's the difference. You know, I'm not suggesting, you know, people go out and they wear their war kit day in and day out. That's out. But, yeah, you certainly have to have, I would describe as a selection of firearms to fit the different environments you're going to find yourself in.
Right.
But coming back on task with that unique perspective that that I mentioned at the very beginning, think about this. Even wearing an S-Dave rig, if I have to go somewhere that I feel requires me to wear a rig of that type, the question is, why am I, what am I doing there in the first place? Why am I going there? You know what I mean?
I do. And that's where, and that's the big question, isn't it?
There's gotta be a reason. So anyway, but you understand what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
As long as I think it's, well within, you know, our constitutional rights to carry and defend ourselves with whatever we, the people or the individual, see, think, and feel about what they need to protect themselves.
Right.
From real or imagined foes. It doesn't matter. You know, it's just like, what is the best pistol out there? Can you name one?
Whichever one I can, right?
Yeah, the one that's in your hand.
Yeah.
That's the best gun on the face of the planet when you find yourself in a violent situation.
Indeed.
Anyway, it's all perspective, man, and it depends. A lot of things depend on where you're at, you know, what you understand. But more importantly, are you switched on enough to be able to solve problems with what you know and understand? You know, or do you find yourself, you know, bogged down in problems you can't seem, you know, that seem insurmountable?
Right. So. Well, my first question would be here is, like, in these circumstances, where, so let's presume that you find yourself in a position where you are, you know, you're not going to be carrying a full S-Dave rig. You understand why you're going there, but there's some restriction on clothing or something about, you know, you just don't want to be showing that you're carrying a full S-Dave rig. So now
can I make a suggestion?
Yes, please.
I'm carrying a Ruger 380 LCP.
Right.
In my right pants pocket. Holsterless. Fully loaded, but holsterless.
Right. Dead chamber?
Oh yeah, yeah, chambered round.
Dead trigger.
Negative. It doesn't have. Dude, you've only got 7 shots.
Right.
In that thing.
Right.
And I want all of them.
I gotcha.
So yes, I carry it with a chambered cartridge.
Understood.
But it seems to be, you know, and the ammunition I'm using, of course, is Pete Junior's Defiant Munitions 380.
Right.
Which is outstanding, by the way. Kudos to Pete. But, yeah, the thing is, you have to also look at, in respect to your weapons of choice, to fit the environment.
Right.
See, I may go from an S-Dave rig supporting a Glock 45 in 9mm.
Right.
And with 20-round capacity to start in the gun versus, you know, a pocket 380 with 7 shots. Now dig this.
Before I dig this, hang on right there, because we're coming up on the first break. Talking to Super Dave Harrington, picking his brain for the combat pistol craft segment of the day. By the way, you're big in South Carolina in the listening area on WORD because they pick up this hour and play it. And you got a big fan following in the upstate of South Carolina.
Just very, you know, cool. Hey. Hello, South Carolina people.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
licensed online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And we were just talking about you and your segue from a full size Glock 45 to the Ruger LCP. What instance would you be segueing into that?
Well, the point that I was trying to make is the simple fact that look at the type of gear that you're carrying and what it allows you to do or more importantly, maybe not be able to do? You know, is it a benefit? It may be beneficial in this respect, but severely hamper your ability to employ it. For example, the reason I brought up the waist carried G45 against a pocket 380 LCP is I can pretty much shoot me with communicate with a G45 because I'm geared up for that.
Right.
But the LCP in my pocket is going to require a contact headshot. So what do I have to do in respect to solving that tactical problem if that is the best solution, but it's all I've got to choose from? You understand what I mean?
I do.
These are the types of things that you seriously need to take into consideration and not just, you know, oh, does this print? Can you see this in my pocket? Big deal. People don't have X-ray vision. You might have a gun in your pocket, but it's concealed, you know, so to speak. I don't know. Maybe I'm walking a fine line, but if it's covered up, it's covered up. You know, I don't care if people know I'm carrying a gun or not. I don't think it has any influence on how they interact with me or I interact with them. You know, it's just I believe in exercising my rights to self-protection and the protection of others that need it, if or when it even occurs. You know what I mean?
I do.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, that's fine. I, you know, all of that stuff.
I kind of took off on that
point. On a tangent there. That's okay.
Yeah, but still, it's, you know, when you have to, you have to recognize the fact that what is the critical point that you are going to be held responsible to be responsible for yourself. You know what I mean?
Right.
And make the kind of decisions that are going to need to be made and survive it. So the fact of the matter is the way forensics are today, and let alone forensics, but I believe I just heard, don't hold me to this, dude, but I believe I just heard you're on video, different video, up to 80 different times a day somewhere as you move around.
Yeah,
I'm certainly sure it depends on
video surveillance. Yeah,
right. But I mean, geez, dude. I just don't understand how they can throw stats like that out there, and people get away with so much crime.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it? The reason I was asking that though, is that. So the other day I was at an event for the radio station I work for, right? And I was filming, and I was carrying a staccato, because my gun's still in the shop, my 45 is still in the shop. So I'm carrying a staccato, I'm carrying a C2, it's a small gun and everything else. But as I was moving around, I'm filming and everything, I'm trying to get angles and all this other stuff and get in the right positions and all these other things. And I was just thinking how nice it would be to have a slightly smaller gun.
Right.
To do that kind of thing in, which you don't do that. I understand that. I do. So I'm trying to figure out what that alternative might be.
That is going to totally rest on you.
Well, what do you think about the 48, the Glock 48 and the Glock 43X? Or have you ever messed with those?
Well, yes. I mean, they're fine for what they are.
Right.
As long as they're used for what they were built for.
Right.
They're perfect. They're a niche gun for Glock.
Right.
And let me see, as a matter of fact, I have a 48. I don't have the 43, but I do have a 48. And I do enjoy shooting it. The problem is, for me, it's a Let me just say that the gun has designated responsibilities.
Right.
It's in use.
Right.
It's in use. And it'll be there if I ever need to have a firearm there. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and I do, you know, like the simple fact is, and I'm known here, but it's a niche gun. It's very well done. Very well done. The, I believe, don't hold me to this, but I believe those specific pistols were born out of the necessity to provide a frame size amenable to female hands in the majority of the law enforcement organizations out there and stuff like that. And they did it extremely well.
Right.
Now, yes, they had to sacrifice capacity, but at the same time, the female's hit probability went up 100%.
Right.
Because they were working with a gun they're physically comfortable with.
Right.
All that's huge, man. All that's important.
Well, I got a couple. I got one more gun to ask you about, but I'm going to ask you about that in the third segment, because we're coming up on the end of this one. Now, I want to make a statement before, as we head into this with Super Dave from Combat Speed LLC. This is a guy that he trains to fight with handguns a lot, and I mean I've got some of his syllabus here, and the detail he goes into tells me that any one of his students who actually do this, they're going to be very good with the gun. So this is. I'm attempting to bring to you this inner game, this inner thought pattern of what it means to be a gunfighter in the world today. And Super Dave is the one to bring it to you. And now Super Dave is back on Facebook as Dave Harrington. If you want,
yeah. But how much time do we have, man?
We got about 30 seconds now.
That's enough time for me to bust you out, bro.
Well, no, it isn't, because we're heading into the break. You bust me out in the next segment.
All right, I'll get you right up front, dude.
You get me right up front all you like. That's fine. That's why I say what I say. So you might just do that. It's a learning thing. I'm trying to stimulate my own learning curve, okay? That's
right,
all I'm
right,
trying
right.
to
do. I get it.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Well, you're fixing to learn something.
Okay, I'm fixing to get learned. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wick. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA News Update. The White House is alleging that House Republicans are orchestrating a smear campaign against President Biden. The accusation follows House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer's issuance of subpoenas for the president's son Hunter and his brother James.
This is an investigation that has been going on for a year now and has turned up zero evidence of wrongdoing by the president because there is none.
Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre referred to the GOP-led investigation into the family's business dealings as unfounded. According to a report from NBC News, there are discussions underway regarding a potential 3-day pause in the Israel-Hamas conflict, the pause being considered to facilitate the delivery of more humanitarian aid into Gaza. Prosecutors in former President Trump's New York civil fraud trial are asking his daughter about the sale of Trump properties and possible discrepancies in their values. Ivanka Trump is testifying today. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. When last I left you, I just said something inadvertently without knowing it, and now I'm about to get learned by Super Dave Harrington. So please begin learning me because I got a question to ask. Go.
Here we go, dude. You know that stuff that I sent you?
Yes.
You weren't supposed to mention that to anybody, man.
You told me I could do that the other day, though.
No.
Okay.
You could mention it to other people if you were going to get them to work with you, but not like public knowledge. But that's cool that you did because you already threw it out there now.
Well, I presume that this stuff that, you know, I didn't mention it in detail. I just gave it sort of an overview glance over for everybody listening. And I presume that's something that you show to a certain degree or that
you expect
to a certain degree. So it really just depends on which class, I guess, you're teaching.
Yeah, but you hit a few key nodes, man, because I have to tell that now.
Oh.
See, this is not a program. I'm planning on using this. Here's why I don't mind, dude.
Hmm.
I'm planning on running this program up in Maine in December.
Right.
That's why it's written as S. Dave's video script.
Right.
And as detailed as I get throughout the document, the cool thing about it is any knowledge-based piece of information has an actual dry fire, no fire, live fire type of exercise provided for you.
Right.
That you can, what I ultimately hope to do is run it as a program. And because of the complexity of the exercise structure, provide a workbook copy of the exercises upon completion of the program. Because the bottom line is, even though it's very well written and detailed and laid out, as a person that's just going to pick up a two-dimensional product and read it and then turn around and get it, I don't believe that's going to happen.
Right.
You're going to have to have, you're going to have, you're going to have guidance with this program. And the other thing I'd like to expand on, if you notice, there is not one shred or mention of marksmanship throughout the program. It's not a learn-how-to-shoot program. I fully expect you to know how to shoot
right
when you get there. Your job is to hit the target. That's where we're going to start first. And then we're going to go from there. But here's the cool thing, man. I know it sounds a little harsh, but that's just me. dig it.
Yeah.
The natural progression of the program, focusing on the right side, left side of the body.
Right.
And the overall physical coordination, and of course the detailed explanations and demonstrations that are going to be required to perform the actions well, it's no joke, dude. You're going to have the exercise, basically the exercise syllabus, to remember how to do it.
Right. Well, I can tell that, yeah.
Yeah. But, well, since you brought it up, dude, how far into it have you gotten?
Well, the one that I printed out, you told me to throw away. I've just got the printer fixed.
Oh, you didn't get the other one?
No, I've got the other one. I just haven't been able to print it out because I had some things change in the internet setup, and I had to get the printer back online, all that nonsensical stuff that I just can't stand when this thing happens.
Yeah, that's what?
But I did actually get it up today, so I plan on reprinting that and taking another look at it. Now,
just in your own time, man.
Yeah. Well, the
what do you got?
So, what do you think about the Glock 43? Now, you were talking about a small, and why would you go with a Ruger? And I'm curious about this. Why would you go with a Ruger when you could go with a Glock 42? I thought you were a Glock 42 guy. Do you prefer the Ruger?
Actually, I had just bought the LCP. And Glock came out with the 42 after the fact.
Right.
So, surprise.
So you already had the gun bought and you weren't going to buy another one. All right, man, that makes perfectly good
right.
sense.
I'm not going to buy another pocket gun for no reason, man.
Now, what do you think about the Glock 43, the 6-shot, 9mm little itty-bitty Glock?
It's perfect for what it is. Hands down. You know, like I stated, like with 48, it's kind of a niche gun
right.
for Glock. And as I understand it, it was frame-sized to fit the majority of female hands that, you know, have mediumish to smallish hands. But they nailed it. They did a really good job.
Well, I'm thinking I need to acquire me a little gun for the times that I'm going to have to carry a little gun. But then right. that means I've got to train with a little gun too, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to be an easy thing. I'm not looking forward to have to, deliver a sucker punch with a bang at the end of it.
Right.
You know, with that LCP, but that's what it's going to boil down to.
Now here's a question for you. Now we're both 62 years old. You still seem very physically capable, but since we're 62 years old and we both have a little mileage on our frames, are in an event where somebody comes up and there's a little bit of disparity of force, are you just going to default to a firearm?
Yeah, so I made that decision a long time ago, and I'll tell you why, dude. I have been beat up beyond the realm all my life.
Right.
And I'm not going to have some dirtbag put his hands on me and hurt me. I used to just laugh about it because I never really thought it through. But when I stopped and I really thought it through, I understood that kind of like the older I get, the more dangerous I get.
Right.
Because I'm not going to let anyone hurt me. I don't go out of my way to, interfere or injure anyone else, I expect to be treated the same way, and I'm not going to let it happen. I'm not going to be a victim. And if I can help somebody else, so be it.
Right.
You know?
I've long said that the older people are far more dangerous than younger people are, as far as where their mind goes and what they're willing to do at any given time. I've said that a lot.
Right.
That's the way I am. That's the way I am.
We're not so afraid. We're not so afraid of sentencing.
Right. I don't know that that would be the case. I would.
Hey, it was a joke, bro.
It was a good joke. It was a good joke. It was a very good joke. I mean, for us, life is what, maybe 15, 20 years. So
yeah, maybe.
Joke's on you guys. Go ahead, sentence me to life. Super Dave Harrington, he is the chief instructor and creator of Combat Speed LLC. And he's just recently, he's getting back into the training, and I'm sure the website will go up soon. He's already put up the Facebook page. If you want to find him, you got some questions for him, you want to tell him to start teaching again, get him all revved up, go to S. Dave Harrington on Facebook, look him up there, and, you know, go start with it there. Of course, right now, he's still showing up here every day, especially the part where he has to do me the learning. I like it when I get the learning. The learning is always entertaining.
Well, actually, dude, since you brought that up, dude, I feel like I owe you an apology.
Well, we got 7 seconds. You can apologize in the next segment. Okay?
I didn't think that through.
Okay, well, just hang on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to S. Dave Harrington from CombatSpeed.com. I don't mind that you gave me a little bit of learning. It's always an educational thing for me, Dave.
Yeah, but, you know, having gone through that experience, I could have cut you some slack up front, Steve. That's all.
I mean,
it worked out.
Yeah, it did. It did. And the thing about this is, now, is your method, now, is the Super Dave method, I'm going to suppose that has evolved over time. I'm going to bet back in the early days you did not have the holster that you really like now, and you weren't shooting the gun that you were going to end up shooting. So your whole method has undergone certain evolutions as time has gone on, hasn't it?
I would say negative, bro.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
This might sound pretty crazy.
Mm.
One, I didn't know I was going to make it this far. Two, I've always known or done what I've wanted to do with my guns and gear.
Right.
Always. I don't, and I mean that to my benefit. Now, I'm walking a fine line here. You don't want to, if you make a change, you want to leave that change in place long enough to recognize whether it is going to work for you or against you. That's an experience-based thing. You're just going to have to figure those out. However, when I find something I like, I stick with it.
Right.
I don't change it. And that's why I still run basic frictional contact Tydex and a stock Glock G45.
Right.
But anyway, the fact of the matter is, you've got to put the time in on the guns and gear.
Right.
That's what escapes a lot of people.
Yep.
And this program, the cool thing about this program that you brought up is the simple fact that when I recognized there was not a shred of evidence or mention of how to shoot in it.
Right.
I was like, yeah, this is what I've been talking about for a while. Something you do, you don't speak to it. If you speak to it, you shoot it. Period. So I started from entry level to your average bear to an intermediate level and certainly an advanced level in respect to how I structured the working exercises in respect to the various gun handling tasks that you're going to be required to perform at some point in time.
Right.
And there are quite a few of them. So what I did was kind of codified them and daisy chained them together, and I did some different stuff. Predominantly, you can take the same setup and do five different exercises off the same setup.
Right.
Right hand, left hand, both hands, right hand only, both hands, left hand only. There's any number of ways to skin a cat.
Right.
But it's, I had to stop it where it's at. Because it is like an exponential formula. And once you get the gist of that formula, you'll understand how to begin to daisy chain your own exercises together.
Right.
For more advanced purposes. As a matter of fact, I'm considering providing material that will backstop what I just said.
Right.
But it's certainly not for your average bear, but dig this, man. If the average bear never sees it, he's never going to know it exists.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I do.
So I'm just going to, but I don't want, the hazard is I need to, kind of come up with a disclaimer because I don't want them going out setting these exercises up and trying to pull them off without really understanding, the inherent danger of them due to their complexity.
Right.
You understand? Did I even make any sense?
Yes. Believe it or not.
Almost confusing yourself. Yeah. I'm like, hey, whoa, man. Did that just come out of my mouth?
Right. Right.
But otherwise, things are good.
I'm just, this means that I violate my first principle, though. If I'm going to go with a smaller gun for the certain purpose, for the niche, as you say,
mm-hmm.
that means that I got to do two separate types of training. Because even training with the niche gun, I almost need to be training with the type of clothing I'm going to be wearing with the niche gun, don't I?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, that whole scenario, man. You're going to have to, rehearse that whole scenario at some point.
Now, you have the 48. What is the round capacity on the 48?
I knew you'd ask me that.
It's got to be 7. 10. No, it's not 7, not the 48.
I don't know, dude.
Hang on a minute.
I'd have to take it out of the safe.
No,
right
don't
now.
Don't look. Don't do that. Let me just pull it up. I've got this computer thingy right here. 10 round magazine.
All right, well then, cool.
And it looks like about the size of a Glock 19 in overall size. It's just slimmer.
Yes, I believe that's exactly what they call it—a slimline.
Yeah.
Gun or something.
Yeah.
But
see, the 10 rounds. I'm just trying to figure out. Would I rather have the really small Glock 48, 43 rather, or could I get by with the 48? And how come I don't see the 40, I see the 40, 48,
I would
48
get the,
MSA.
Okay, dude.
Yeah?
Here's my spin.
Yeah.
Get the 43. More compact.
Right.
The 48 is... too long. The slide is too long.
Right.
And it's actually, for me, because of the size of my hands, it's actually a little front heavy. It doesn't balance in my hands well with one hand on the gun.
Right.
For the, for its size. I mean, I shoot it well. It's no big deal. But, those are just finer observations. But I would get the 43 and rock on. Now, dig this. If you don't have a 43 and haven't spent the money yet, compare a 43 to your 26 and make the decision there.
Well, the 43X looks like a smaller 26 to me. Shorter barrel with the full-size grip.
Right.
I like that. That's pretty good. I think that might be what I do. That might be the way I go. Pretty good stuff. Are you getting on the road or anything anytime soon on anything, or will you just be sort of still doing what you've been doing?
No, I'm working on this project for a little while.
Gotcha. And you'll be available.
Try to keep the drama down.
Gotcha. And you'll be available next week for our usual combat pistol craft skull session, that kind of thing.
Roger that.
Roger that.
Will do.
Yes, sir. As Dave Harrington, find him on Facebook, Combat Speed LLC. Keep an eye out for that. That's coming back soon. I have no doubt about that. Combat pistol craft right here exclusively on Lock and Load. And occasionally, I do have to get the learnings, but that's fine. This is like if you're in the classroom with me and you're getting the learnings with me, I'm okay with it. I have no issues with it at all. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Bill.
Yes, sir. Coming up next is going to be writer Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.